Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on February 6th. In the wake of the publication of Prince Harry's memoir, Spare, we look back to this day in 1952 when it was his grandmother making news. That's when then-Princess Elizabeth was crowned Queen Elizabeth I at just 27 years old. Elizabeth never expected to be queen, but when her uncle, King Edward VIII, gave up the throne to marry American divorcee Wallace Simpson, her father, George VI, unexpectedly became king. That made Elizabeth next in line, and she became queen when her father died after a long illness. Her nearly 71 years on the throne before her death last year made Elizabeth Britain's longest reigning monarch. Surprising fact, at 27, Elizabeth was young, but far from the youngest British monarch. That title goes to Mary, Queen of Scots, who technically became queen at just 6 days old. Her mother ruled in her name. Also on this day in history, in 1778, France allied with America during the American Revolution. In 1911, the 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan was born. And in 1993, tennis great Arthur Ashe died. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Spoken Layer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.